Farmers help reduce greenhouse effect. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With all the pollution happening in the world, farmers could end up being the key players when or if power plants and other heavy industries are required to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Gary Crawford has more.
Today, there are still no requirements of industry to reduce greenhouse emissions, which many scientists believe are causing a warming of the Earth's climate. Of course, it can be costly, sometimes not even feasible, to convert older power plants to reduce their emissions, but that may be where farmers could play a role.
You can reduce emissions within agriculture, within the forest sector, more cheaply than you can reduce emissions in other sectors. And if that can happen, then these other sectors might be willing to pay farmers to do this.
Oh, well, there's an idea. It has many names. Carbon crediting is one of them, that more industries are at least talking about as some lawmakers press for new laws to require industry to somehow cut the amount of greenhouse gas being released.
Energy-intensive industries, like the utilities, like the auto manufacturers, are looking at what it costs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And then they're looking at agriculture, and they're saying there are some opportunities to improve energy efficiency and to plant trees that are relatively inexpensive.
So far, much thought being given to the idea, not a whole lot of action, although farmers are hopeful. But Bill Hohenstein says,
I think it's important for farmers to realize that right now the ability to sell carbon credits is pretty limited. There are some emerging markets. There are some particular companies are paying farmers to take some actions, but it's a pretty soft market right now.
Some lawmakers are promoting a so-called cap and trade program. First, it would put a mandatory cap on how much carbon dioxide a power plant could release. Then it would allow companies exceeding that gap to pay farmers. The farmers would get the money for doing that. The utilities involved would get credit for reducing emissions, even if the plants themselves do not. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Planting trees and using no-till technology are some of the ways farmers reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.